from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Contest time, caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Wins a pair of grandstand tickets to the NASCAR Cup Series Sunday, September 15th at Watkins Glen International. The Go Bowling at the Glen brings the drivers of the NASCAR Cup Series to Watkins Glen to battle it out around the historic New York road course. Tickets are on sale at theglen.com. Who's the all-time Glenn? Watkins Glenn? Glenn Campbell?
Watkins is good.
Watkins is good.
It's
might be the all-time Watkins and the all-time Glenn.
It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. Glenn.
Glenn Close.
That's good. Glenn Parker. No.
Top five.
He's the top Glenn in my phone. Glenn Parker.
He's the top Glenn in your phone. Now I have to look at my phone. I bet I have his number.
Top Glenn.
Who's top Glenn? No, it's one guy from a fantasy baseball league. Oh, and Glenn Macnow. I have two Glenns. We're leaving that out there. It goes unresolved.
Campbell's good. Glenn Campbell's really good. Yeah, I don't know. So is Glenn Close. These are all good Glenns.
There's so many Glenns.
I don't know any of them are better than Watkins, though.
Here's Owen with us. Hello, Owen.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
Just was calling about the game day experience. I have three little ones, and almost out of necessity, I wasn't able to get multiple hours to relax on a couch and watch a game. So I got into the habit of waiting until the game was over, not checking my phone, and then waiting until the highlights updated and watching the games that way.
Wow, that is good. You can pull that off.
Watching the highlights, you mean like you just on Channel 2 before the Sunday Night Football game, or Tom Jackson and Chris Berman? Like what's your go-to there?
NFL.com
okay.
Or YouTube.
All right.
Actually just
yep.
Googling it that yep. way. I found it when I actually get the time to sit down and watch a game now, I get really distracted. I'm kind of used to that format.
Yep.
So it became kind of a habit, kind of my go-to. And, you know, as long as all my people in my circle know, don't
tell
message
them.
Me about the game at
right.
all.
Right. Yeah, you know, I respect anybody who will prioritize their kids over the NFL. I admire it. I admire it. Can you imagine... I'll just say this to myself. Can you imagine not knowing all day what happened?
No.
Like, I know how insane it is to be such a slave to it that it really isn't that big a deal. You totally could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I would do it.
No.
Thanks, Owen.
Yeah.
I mean, like, imagine waiting until 8 o'clock at night on September 8th. You know, I'm not saying this critically at all of this guy. Like, I really admire somebody who can just, who is so not betrothed to the National Football League that they can actually live their lives with their family and do things and go outside. I know my family will go on hikes on NFL Sundays. And, you know, if I'm here, I'm here. If the Bills are playing on Thursday night, I'm feigning an ankle injury or something. Yeah. I don't know. Like, they don't even ask Dad.
Yeah.
He's not coming.
I have done some of that. Like, even, like, bye week when the kids were little. Like, oh, let's go pick some apples. Like, okay. Yeah. Oh, you should ride your motorcycle. Yeah, okay. I don't think outwardly miserable, but inside I was just like, I just wish I was home watching football. I mean, I love everyone here, and I got to ride my motorcycle. This was fun, but like, I wish I was just home watching football because it's Sunday and it's 3:30, and like, it's 1 o'clock games are winding down, and I should be home watching.
Hey, I need to be available for the late swap at 3 o'clock in the DFS world when they tell you who the inactives are, or you find out where you stand in the tournament. You need to be able to make those changes. You can't do that from Buckhorn. You have to be in front of the TV to do that. Competently.
I asked the guy specifically, like, how do you, like, where do you go for that? Because you know, just like everything. I mean, our show, this radio station, like, it's not, we don't do everything the same way we did it 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. Like, it evolves, it changes. And of course, television has changed. Like, the idea of a show, like, even the NBC show, I've said, I still put it on out of habit, but I do not count on it to tell me what happened in all the games. I'm not even sure that they show you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Highlights of every game anymore on that show, because what are they doing? Well, they've got Rodney Harrison and someone else on scene at the game, like Collinsworth's kid or whatever. So they've got a desk there, and they got to do a feature on the quarterback in the night game, and they got to leave room for Jason Garrett to say absolutely nothing because no one has ever blown more than that guy on TV, but he's there. And like, so it's all opinion, and, you know, that's the world. That's how. And they also, I think, rightly so, think most people have seen all the highlights by 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night, because that's just the way the world is now. And so those shows are harder to count on to me. Like, I find what I need to do is go game by game through, kind of like the caller's talking about. If I really want to know something before we go on the air Monday afternoon, I got to go find it myself. I'm not going to expect a TV show at 7:30 or 8 o'clock on Sunday night to do it for me, because they just, that's not the business they're in anymore. It's tough. I miss it. I used to feel like you got almost everything important that happened in every game, and I don't think that happens anymore. Their priorities are different now.
You might be right. I don't know. And I'm so immersed in fantasy that I almost don't, the needle doesn't move on highlights. Like, I need the Monday morning to know how many snaps everybody played. You know, just like, mm-hmm. what did this team actually do? What did they want to do? Who did they use? Who did they not use? Like, what did we find out about whether someone was really injured? All that stuff. Most of that is not going to be on that show anyway. It's really not until the next day. I used to be in the habit of watching the 30-minute games. I think that was also a Sunday Ticket thing, or is that, does everybody get that?
I don't know.
So I would do that, and that would be informational, but then I sort of just, I'm going right to the podcast. None of this is bragging. I'm listening to 2 hours at least of fantasy analysis after the night game is over, where they'll go, like, Ian Harditz mm-hmm. on his show will go game by game, you know, who did what,
yeah.
snap shares, route participation, all that stuff, which means I'm up until 1:30 Sunday night, usually, especially if that's a Bills day, because if it's a Bills day, I'm in here.
Right.
And I'm not as able to follow all that stuff right. during the day. Right. But I'm just too, you know, it's a drug. I'm too
yeah.
high on the drug by the end of the night game. I'm not tired. I want more.
Yeah.
And I will just basically pass out watching right. as much content right. as it takes before I can't stay awake any longer. That's coming, baby. 2 weeks from Sunday, all of this. This might sound like a warning. It might sound like I'm tempting you. I don't know what it sounds. Maybe both, but we are getting close. Paul Hamilton coming up at 6. I bet Paul consumes Sundays differently than I do.
I definitely think that's right. I definitely think that's right.
You know, Paul can get outside.
Yeah.
He can definitely get outside.
You know, I'm sorry, this just came to me because I'm sort of, I hope it doesn't sound like I'm complaining, because again, I think disclaimed the how the television product has changed with, you know, everything, you know, we've changed, it's all different. So, you know, I don't begrudge, I know why TV does what they do, but with that said, with Red Zone and with what, is there not, I just feel like there could be a better presentation of all the stuff that really mattered. Go a little deeper than even primetime used to go with each game. I don't know. I just feel like everything. Maybe I'm missing the show that's out there because I just assume it's all just Stephen A. Smith yelling at me, which is what I feel like those channels, Fox Sports and ESPN, are now. So I don't even think to go there for like an in-depth analysis of each game. I just don't think you're going to
get Sunday it. Night.
Yeah, on a Sunday night or yeah.
No, I don't think. I'm not even sure it'd be allowed.
Wow.
NBC yeah. owns that.
Right.
That's their window. So 7 to 8:30 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You're going to get what they give you.
Yeah.
And then, like, the caller yep. is talking about NFL.com and that stuff. You can do that.
Right.
I don't know if you can do it at 7 o'clock, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you got to watch what NBC is going to feed you there, yeah. even if you don't like Jason Garrett.
God.
I just went right back to it.
How in the world is that guy on television? I just don't understand it. Robert Griffin III gets fired by ESPN. Jason Garrett is still hanging out on NBC. These are the chumpiest chump of chump land. I just cannot believe that guy is on television.
Wow.
Hey, I'm a pretty mediocre football coach. I'm going to be here on NBC now and tell you absolutely nothing that's interesting ever. But I got a nice haircut.
Very harsh behavior from Bulldog.
He sucks.
Very harsh.
God.
Paul at 6. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.